Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer and Mickey James. And first of all, we speak to Mickey James about what's been going on between her and Jade Cargill on social media. Also with Tommy, we get into NXT and Gigi's promo last night as we get closer to Roadblock next week. And speaking of getting closer, we get up close and personal with Wardlow just days before his big match with Samoa Joe at Revolution. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Mickey, you know, everybody wants a piece of Mickey James. Mercedes Monet mentioned you. A lot of people know the prestige of that Impact Knockouts World Championship, but they also know that you are a living legend, and they want to make sure at some point now that this forbidden door has been opened, that they want to be a part of history by being in the ring with you. The latest champion that has spoken out on social media about you is Jade Cargill. And Jade has come out, you know, on social media, has now mentioned you. She referred to your match with Masha and the biting of the tongue. So what were you thinking when you heard Jade Cargill calling you out on social media over the weekend?
She's a little hungry.
A little bit.
She's a little, you know, honestly, like I'm honored that, you know, someone wants to face me, and because I think that I said I wanted to make this Impact Knockouts World Championship run the greatest run that's ever been. And I think that even coming back to win the title, and a lot of people didn't think I could do that if I can just represent this championship and test myself against the best women all over the world. I mean, let's face it, that's what makes it a world champion. And we have some incredible women in Impact, but there's incredible women everywhere. And the fact that that forbidden door is open or cracked open a little bit, you know, if that opportunity came up, I'd love that. I think what a great matchup and build up we could do all the way around, you know, and it's a match that people wouldn't think that they would ever see. And I totally respect Jade. She's been dominant over there. She's a star. And it would be something that, you know, you just never know.
It's also a really cool period. I mean, there's a lot of women that got into wrestling because of you. But like we just saw, and I love the picture you posted with you and Amy holding up titles in, what was it, 2006?
Yes.
And then 2023, you guys are still champions. Trish coming back, Lita coming back, Beth Phoenix, you know, coming back. As you know, recently as Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble, it's cool that we get to still see these people because, hey, I mean, if you would have lost and you were contemplating retirement, it would have been no more.
Right.
After this weekend, I think you would contemplate a retirement because you wrestled so much this weekend.
I did. I did wrestle a lot and I'm hurting for sure right now for it. But what a crazy time to be alive and wrestling in 2023 when you think about, you know, when we in 2006, I would have never thought this possible for wrestling. And it's just like, I'm like, women's wrestling's so cool right now. Like, look at all the opportunities and then to see Amy come back and win the tag championships with Becky. And now where is that going? Are we headed to WrestleMania with them as tag champs? I mean, how freaking, I hope so. Like, how freaking cool is that? Like, it's just, women are thriving all over, and it's cool to see my friends win, you know? And yeah, it's just, it's cool.
I think they're going to a six women match at WrestleMania. Maybe. I think that would be great.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. Really, really cool. And it's also, it helps the younger generation, right, as well as, you know, I'm all for stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's that, like, we've talked about the relationship, like what Sting has done. I grew up watching Sting and, like, going out there and, you know, seeing him perform at the level that he does. Chris Jericho is another person.
Right.
You know, hey, I'll give the devil his due. Bully Ray.
Right.
Billy Gunn. There's so many people out there still crushing it at, you know, an advanced age, or, you know, and when I say advanced age, they're wrestling miles, and, you know, going out there looking great as well as performing great. And, you know, with the women, I mean, Trish, when she came out there, and of all places, friggin' Grand Rapids.
Hey, what's wrong with Grand Rapids? I like Grand Rapids.
Big Grand Rapids pop. No, but you didn't expect it, which is cool.
No, you didn't expect it. It was really cool. You know, too, Tommy, and I think about it this way, is like, I felt like we've always had that generation before us who'd made money and who had helped the younger talent, I think, learn how to make money on TV and how to draw those and how to do, because it's different from when you're doing it on an indie level to when you're doing it on a television level. Like,
correct.
And I felt like I was fortunate enough to have that, to help people help me learn how to do all that. And you have to be in there with, and let's face it, I mean, Trish and Amy are probably the biggest stars in women's wrestling, even still today, like iconic when you think about it. For them to come back and be able to do this, it only elevates the women that they're in there with, because you need stars to make stars. Right. So, yeah, anyway, it's just cool. I love wrestling, and I love women's wrestling, especially now, because look how great it is.
Crazy Victoria showed back up in Impact for one night. Yeah. Cried all over the place.
She did cry. She got, yeah. Yeah. But, and the, you know, it's crazy because the fans, you know, sometimes you think, the fans don't remember these moments, or like these moments that were special to you or whatever. And then when you come back, and I think that's why Victoria was so emotional, because the fans remember, you know, and that she was the same way at the Rumble when she came back and just like, no, you know, and they exploded. They loved it. You know, it's just, it's cool to see the, you know, when someone gets their flowers.
She should go in the Hall of Fame, especially in Los Angeles.
I think so too. I think it's a bit, I feel like it's time, and it's a bit almost like there's been so many that's gone in, and all deserving women, you know what I mean? But I feel like she's was breaking down barriers in that whole era of women, right beside, you know, the Jazz and the Trish and the Mollies, who were having both of them on today, and Lita and that whole crop of women, Jacqueline's. And she just kind of, you know, Stacey Keibler, who else? Tori Wilson was all in that same group.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
I mean,
I love her.
This is going to be maybe a question out of left field, Mickey, because you're still wrestling and you're a world champion, but do you ever think of the Hall of Fame? Does that ever cross your mind at all?
I think that we all aspire to hopefully be, it would be cool if we were recognized in that space, you know, it would be very humbling. So of course, you know, I think it would be incredible, but I have, you know, again, I'm still wrestling, but also have no expectations, just because, you know, it'd be awesome. I think it would be awesome for anyone.
I don't know.
It just kind of shows that. I know, but I think that's why, I mean, Tommy, you too. I mean, I think that it just like, it makes you feel good when the company or a company would acknowledge, you know, your contributions to the business and put you on that, you know, it's a very, you know, amazing honor to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I think anybody would love it, obviously. I know I would.
Won't Back Down Radio with Chris Weidman.
The winner by split decision, Tommy TNT Fury.
Logan Paul goes on Twitter and says, I will bet my equity in Prime, the energy drink, that Jake Paul is going to win this fight. I'm sure he's just messing around, but either way, you know what? I know his brother, Jake Paul, who's all about MMA fighters being taken care of. He would approve of this. You know what? Take your equity and give it to all the UFC fighters. Have them split it all up.
Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I want to get into that Gigi Dolan promo because last week I mentioned they brought Gigi back way too early. She came in, she stormed NXT, and I was like, why? You should have waited. Now they have the match scheduled for Roadblock, so I understand why. It's not for Stand and Deliver. It's for Roadblock next week. But also I mentioned last week that, man, but there's no reason for me to get emotionally invested in Gigi. Like, why should I root for her? Why should I get behind her? Other than the fact that JC did what she did, there's really no reason for me to get behind and cheer for her. Obviously, that has been completely changed after what we saw last night on NXT. Tommy, you mentioned Gigi got really personal, talked about her sister, talked about the dysfunctional relationship with her mother. After hearing that promo, and that's the beauty of a promo when you make it personal. You know, Tommy, I'm all in on Gigi Dolin right now.
Dave, when Bully brought me back to WWE to feud with the Wyatts, it was 3 weeks. And we were promoting a tables match at TLC. It doesn't take much to get people invested. I think, again, when people, because we're smarter to the industry, blah, 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 that thing called WrestleMania was built in 1 month. Though Vince knew the vision, nobody knew about it. And the main event happened a month before. I mean, everyone talks about what's going to be the main event of WrestleMania. We got to wait for the Royal Rumble, blah, blah, blah. The first WrestleMania was 1 month built. And 1 month to 3 weeks can get anybody heavily invested, or even, you know, when you have a backstory of the split, we knew their relationship. You have the split. You hear mission statement number one. You see, here comes the baby face to kick your ass. Mission statement number two, I'm all in. And I'm all in because, like you said, that promo, I loved it because it was real. It was personal. And that's when you're in a feud. When you're part of a feud, you go there and you get people heavily invested. I mean, you and I grew up Dusty Rhodes versus Kevin Sullivan. It was the American Dream versus the devil. He was Satan. How do you not fight Satan? You know, when it was anybody against the Russians, Rock and Roll Express versus the Russians, you know, Ric Flair versus Ricky Steamboat, this one guy's lifestyle versus this other guy's lifestyle. And it would get personal and physical, you know, through an injury, through a beatdown, all that stuff. I mean, it's great. And they have done a fabulous job of elevating the two women without them really sharing the same space.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way to do it, because if they're going to be sharing the same space, then things are going to get physical, and it's not about the spoken word anymore. And Mickey, when you get personal, like, and you leave yourself open like that, like, that really grabbed me. Like I always love Toxic Attraction because I love them as characters and personalities, but Gigi's promo last night grabbed me on a personal level where, like, man, I now want to see her win her match next week against JC.
Absolutely, because you can see the vulnerability, right? And then you're invested her. And you know that coming from that kind of place, she's going to fight that much harder and you want her to win, right? So, we were talking about that just last week. That's crazy about, like, I want to be emotionally invested. And then here we are. Now we're like, I'm with you.
And Mickey, last week I'm bitching and complaining. Why did they pull the trigger so early? Why did they do this? And then a week later on NXT last night, everything's out in the open. And I feel completely different with this story than I did just a week ago.
At the Fights with Randy Gordon and Jerry Cooney.
Former super welterweight champion turned bare knuckle sensation, Austin No Doubt Trout.
I still have goals and dreams and aspirations in the boxing world. I want to be a two-time world champion. I'm real close to making that happen. There's a couple fights that are very good that could be for a title eliminator, which all roads lead to Charlo, which I would love a rematch with. I'm not betraying or getting away from boxing, but, you know, let's see what happens next. I have a supposed title shot lined up in the BKFC. Let's see if boxing can match that, you know, or do something close to that.
At the Fights, Mondays and Fridays from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern.
Just days before his big match with Samoa Joe for the TNT Championship at Revolution, our good friend Wardlow joins us here on Busted Open. Wardlow, good morning, and thank you so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Good morning, and always. I always got time for you guys.
Wardlow, let's dive right in. Say what you want about prior to the sit down with JR, but I think a lot of fans, once they heard what you had to say in that sit down with Jim Ross, look at you a lot differently. Again, that emotional connection. People can relate to your story. And what was it like for you to sit down with JR and open yourself up like you did with JR?
For starters, can you guys see me?
Yes, yeah. We can see you.
All right, sorry, our Wi-Fi is all weird here. So, you know, I had 4 weeks off, and that gave me a lot of time to think. That's the first time I've had off since starting AEW 3 years ago. I haven't had a single week off since I started. And those 4 weeks gave me so much time, not only to heal physically, but mentally, to really clear my head and really digest what happened with Samoa Joe and I. And everything just pointed to, you know, just be real. Just let it all out. You know, this is professional wrestling to me. This is going to be my life's work. This is all I have. And so, you know, Wardlow is my real name, like I said. So I want to make this, you know, to me, this is as real as it gets. So I'm going to, I'm just going to let the fans know the real me, you know, down to the bone.
And I think we have seen that. We saw that in the beginning with MJF, where he said you grew up a poor and, you know, you basically had a fight for everything that you got. Coming on this show, you've talked about sacrifice, eating healthy on airplanes because you want to better yourself, better, you know, your position in life for things that you may or may not have growing up. And then we saw another thing with your dad and his hair and being sick. Can you just kind of like, or if, do you feel okay to talk about, like, you know, some of that, like those emotions that you went through with, you know, because it's heavy, heavy stuff.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, that image of him, you know, is going to live with me the rest of my life. You know, the last time I saw him was, you know, as I described, laid up in the hospital bed with crusty blood in his nose, skin and bones, and hairless and lifeless, struggling to you know, say a final word. And, you know, I'm pretty good with moving on from things. You know, I always carry things with me, but, you know, you got to move on. So I always try to look at the times we had, obviously, prior to that. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes in with me and my father, because, you know, he passed as I started my wrestling journey, you know, and this goes back to, you know, my name, Wardlow, you know, that was his name. And I just wish, you know, he was here today to see his son, to see his last name up on that TV screen. And I just wish I had an opportunity to try to better his life. Because here's the thing, as much as I've told, there's so much more to tell. Right. I was only given, you know, time to tell part of the story. And at some point, the rest of the story will come out. And I just wish I had the opportunity to give him a better life. But yeah, that was, especially at that time in my life. When I first started wrestling, there was a reason I started late. And it's because I was, you know, I wasn't an angel myself. And, you know, I had my own demons and struggles. So I was still dealing with all that. So I really didn't even know how to process what was happening at the time. So it was just a horrible time for me. You know, I'm just happy I made it out of all of it.
You know, Wardlow, and I say this a lot on Busted Open, that, you know, I get emotionally invested in a promo, and, you know, you get sad or you get happy or you cry, you laugh when it comes to certain things in the world of pro wrestling. Like, I can honestly say, you know, when you had that sit down with Jim Ross, I was bawling when I saw that promo, because just like you, I was in the room when my dad passed. I was there when he took his final breath. And, you know, my dad never got to see me get married. My dad never got to hear me on the radio. And man, just like what you're saying, like, I gave my dad a lot of shit and I gave him a lot of trouble. And I was like, man, like, why couldn't he have been there for these times where, like, he could have been proud of me, you know? And a lot of times I look at it selfishly, like, fuck, man. Like, I was such a headache for that poor guy for so many years. And finally, all the blood, sweat, and tears he poured into me finally came to pass where he could have been proud of me. And he never was able to see it or experience it. And there's a lot of times I look back at that moment, you know, because my dad wasn't like me. He was very big man. He's kind of like you were. He's like a big dude, you know? And, you know, to see him like very thin in that hospital bed, there's a lot of times I wish I wasn't there for that final moment, because that's in my head. Like, that's the image that you see in your head. But I'm so glad that I was there for that final moment, that I was able to share that that one final moment with him. So, like, I got to give you all the credit in the world. Like, I you know, I just talked about it now with you, with this audience listening, but I've never really spoken about that. But I feel like through the beauty of pro wrestling, I was able to share that moment with you. And that makes me want to see you succeed. And looking at your career, like, you know, where it started, it was just about 3 years ago, Wardlow, when you're in that cage match with Cody. That was just, that was February of 2020. And here we are March 1st, like, and to see like the ups and downs, and to see where you were then and to see where you are right now. I just want to say to you, man, if your dad was here, he would be so proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish. So I hope you know that. I hope you understand that. And I hope you appreciate that.
Yeah. So first off, I'm sorry to hear that. But thank you for sharing that. And honestly, you sharing that makes me sharing my story worth it 100 times over. You know, that makes me feel a certain way, man. And thank you for sharing that. And I'm happy that, you know, it was able to relate to some people and help some people, you know, open up and talk about their stories. Oh man. Yeah, it's wild how things work. And you know, it, like you said, how you kind of, you wish you wouldn't have seen him that way. You know, that night when I told him, you know, like I said, I was just trying to scramble to tell this man anything to give him some sort of peace. And I said everything I said to him that night, you know, that I'll do better and be a better man and I'm going to make it. And he passed that next morning. So I try to see the silver lining in the hopes that maybe me being there with him, maybe me saying what I said was enough to give him peace for him to finally let go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, man. I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. I mean, I think I'm, because I lost my sister a few years ago to ovarian cancer. So I totally get that side of it. But I hope you always know that he is still always with you, and you'll often find him in the littlest of things. And I'm sure he's so, so proud of you now. And honestly, like, that was a whole different thing to be able to connect. I think that vulnerability, I think we have to always, we always feel like we have to be so tough and so strong all the time, but we are just human at the end of the day. And it's those, the, to allow yourself, there takes a certain type of strength to be able to allow yourself to be vulnerable like that and to share that with the audience. And I'm sure that it's just going to make people love you so much more, you know, for that authenticity and that real place, you know.
Sorry to hear that. I actually lost a very dear friend of mine from school to ovarian cancer. She was only 30 years old.
Yeah, my sister was 33. I'm so sorry. Oh,
and that was like it 2-3 years after my father. So when I say I hate cancer, I hate cancer. I mean, it's taking two close people to me. So
yeah.
But that's why I hope Wardlow, and you know, I don't know what the outcome is going to be on Sunday. You know, obviously I'm rooting for you. I'm going to be in your corner no matter what. But you have to appreciate those moments. You know, you're in a big pay-per-view match. You know, this is what you've, you know, this is what you've strived for. This is what you've worked so hard for. And now you have this championship match on Sunday with Samoa Joe, and things have gotten personal. But I hope you take that time on Sunday to kind of realize, like, man, all your hard work is paying off now. And here you are, you know, in one of the biggest matches of your career on Sunday.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I do know what's going to happen Sunday, and that is I'm going to unleash hell on Samoa Joe. This isn't going to be anything pretty. This isn't going to be a wrestling match. This is going to be a fight. You know, I've never been disrespected like this. This is beyond personal. So I think along with the new haircut's going to come a little new intensity that we've never seen with Wardlow. Cause I'm ready to kill.
Do you plan on growing your hair back?
You know, initially I thought I was going to, but it might have been a little blessing in disguise, Joe, cutting my hair, because it's been quite the hit with everyone. So I'm enjoying it. Everybody else seems to like it. So I think I'm going to keep the short hair for a while. Eventually, one day, yes, I will grow it all out. But I think for now, I'm going to rock the short hair for a little bit.
Nice. And dude, just personal growth. I saw you from independent wrestling, you know, in over in Pittsburgh, and then, you know, hey, this is big guy. He's good looking. Watched you. He's not ready yet. And then you get the opportunity with AEW, with MJF, and your debut was awesome. And, you know, Dave talking about that cage, that moment was more for Cody than it was for you. But you've had these moments, the sliding of the ring to the other person, a massive moment. Yeah. You becoming this gigantic baby face that I hadn't seen. And Dave and I would talk about, you were the hottest baby face in pro wrestling, like Goldberg-esque WCW. And I know, you know, that's big for you because I know you and you're a wrestling fan. And, but your in-ring is really, really good. I watch you and I'm like, how the hell is that big motherfucker doing that? Those stuff they did. I didn't know we had that in him. So when you're given those opportunities, like you are, I don't know if we're going to see him this, because again, when you're in a fight, when you're in a feud, it's going to be different, but you have improved on every level and you're just still on that path to continue to improve. But first you got to go through Joe. Is the title on the line, by the way? I didn't read the...
Oh yeah, no, this is for the TNT okay. Championship. Yeah,
nice.
Yes, my TNT title that I keep calling it because I have yet to be pinned or submitted for it. So yeah, not only is this personal with the hair, like I want my title back.
Good. Motivation. It's key.
Absolutely. And on a lighter note, you mentioned the meals on the plane. Oh man, last night they had to hate me. It was a very long flight. It was a very long flight to California. And I had, dude, I had this big bowl of tuna fish. And then I busted open this thing of pickles to put in it. And the dude next to me, I could just tell, was so upset. But yeah, I got to do what I got to do.
Someone wow. This past week in an Impact, I kept smelling like, I was like, what is that horrible smell? And it was meal prep between broccoli and, like, you know, that they're just eating cold and then putting in a microwave. But that initial open up, I'm like, oh, this so reminds me of so many horrible things.
Yes.
No, but well, Wardlow, we've talked about this before. And again, I love when you talk about it because I think it's something that fans don't really appreciate. It's one thing, like you say, you got to stay in shape. You hit the gym, you know, working out. But those meals, how important they are to you and how you have to stay on that timeline. And with all the travel that you do, like you said, you're on that's a long flight out there to California, and you're on that plane. And I'm sure you're looking at your watch, you're looking at the clock, like, all right, I got to eat like that. And that is something that I don't think a lot of fans really realize that you guys have to go through.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some of us go through it. but so yeah, Ruby Soho, she's a Cleveland gal. So she walks up to me, you know, before the flight, and I'm sitting there eating, and she just looks down at the table. She's like, do you just have a bag of eggs? And sure enough, I just had a bag of 8 hard-boiled eggs that I was cracking open and eating at the time. So yeah, it's real, man, you know. I want to be, like I said, this is going to be my life's work. This is all I got. I want to be the best at this. So yeah, I'm going to go to every extreme measure to be the best version I can humanly possibly be. And if that means eating eggs at the airport and busting open tuna on the airplane in first class, pissing everybody off, I'm doing it.
Screw them marks.
Oh yeah.
I can't say anything. I got Donovan a full breakfast to take on the plane because our flight was at what, 5:45 in the morning, and he was desperate to have bacon and eggs, and he was eating them on the flight. I'm sure everybody hated us as well.
Oh yeah,
that smells a lot better than tuna fish.
Tuna fish, I know.
Eggs and bacon is much more friendly.
You know, Wardlow, you talk about these last 3 years for you, and you're living the dream. This is your life's work, and you've worked so hard to be here. You know, there was a time, Tommy just said, that you were the hottest thing in pro wrestling. You were the biggest babyface. And then you were off TV for a while. You know, what did you learn from that experience? Was it frustrating for you? And how were you able to adjust to get back, to kind of really get back to where you were at that time?
Man. So the unfortunate part of that is, it's kind of wild to hear Tommy Dreamer sit here and tell me I was the hottest baby face in all of professional wrestling, like we haven't seen in decades, Goldberg-esque.
You were.
I mean, that shit's wild to me. And I think the unfortunate part of that is that I didn't really comprehend it at the time. And that's something that kind of eats at me, big, like a lot, I'll admit. I did not comprehend what I was at the time. And I don't think I ever gave myself credit for it. And I almost feel like it slipped through my fingers without me even realizing it. Not that I'm any less than, but obviously, you know, the steam was at a different level then. And I guess I'm just, God, my whole goal right now is just chasing that. Like, I want to be that again, but actually feel it and comprehend it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what we're going to do to get there. But I'm ready to win this title, and I'm ready to, unlike last time, I want to defend that title. It's the TV title. It should be defended on TV regularly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to go back to the open challenge. If and when I win the title, I would like to do an open challenge weekly or biweekly, and I want to run through this roster. You know, there's still a lot of people that I have not been in the ring with. There's a lot of people that I want to prove myself against. And I think now's the time. I mean, I'm done playing little kid games.
Like who?
Moxley, Bryan Danielson, Cesaro. I got a loss on Jericho I'd like to redeem. I got a loss on Adam Page I'd like to redeem. Obviously Omega, the Pox. I mean, Malachi, Brody. I mean, there's so many people that, you know, gosh, I haven't even gotten to beat the crap out of Sammy Guevara yet. And he keeps posting pictures on Twitter with him in the TNT title. That's like, to me, that's like posting pictures with, you know, the girl I'm dating. Like, that's disrespectful. So
yeah.
I'd like to beat some respect into him.
And then there's always full circle with the current champ, if he's still the champ after the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
There's a lot of history. And so there's a lot to be said about Max, you know, because, again, I was steaming hot. And after the night after I beat him, should have been a huge celebration of me beating him, becoming All Elite. And it was, the night was all about him.
Yeah.
He's a selfish piece of shit. And I will dance with the devil again. And this time, after I powerbomb the life out of him and pin him, this time it'll be for the heavyweight title. He's obviously at the tippy top of the list of people I want to murder.
Nice.
It's funny, he calls himself better than everybody, better than you, but I mop the floor with him.
Well,
also helped him win a lot of his matches.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I know it's kind of passe in 2023 to say this, but I really truly believe that you can be the face of AEW wrestling. You know, it can't be MJF because of his personality and character. Can't be Moxley, too bloody. But I think Wardlow, you can be that face of the company. And I think that step starts on Sunday for this TNT championship. Because why? Because you're going to be on TV. It should be defended on TV. You're somebody that should be on TV every week, especially if you have that championship around your waist. And, you know, you look how young you are, how skilled you are, you know, how good looking you are. I really truly think that you can be the face of AEW moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That is my one and only goal.
Okay.
David has a man crush on you.
You know what? I'm okay. Crush. I'm okay in saying You're that. Okay That's fine. It. You know, it's fine. Listen, I'm not the only one. You know, I am not the only one because, and I mentioned it every time Wardlow comes on, there's a store by me and it was around the block of people wanting to just take a moment to shake his hand and get an autograph. And I know he could get there again, not only get there again, but surpass where he was just a year ago. And Wardlow, it starts at Revolution on Sunday, available on pay-per-view, AEW Revolution, March 5th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Wardlow, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. I always appreciate it.
See you, bud.
Thank you.
Wardlow, who after Sunday will be your new TNT champion. And again, I believe he can be the face of AEW. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.